Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking science, political science, with political science professors Fred Locken of Truckee Meadows Community College and Mark Poplawski, professor of political science at the College of Southern Nevada. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, just to give you some context, we're recording this a couple of days before Memorial Day, and we're joined by Fred Locken, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College, and Mark Poplawski, professor of political science at the College of Southern Nevada. Pleasure to have you both here. Mark, I want to start out with you, and let's start this conversation with what's going on at the legislature. What do you think of the leadership so far?
Well, I think the leadership has learned an important lesson about getting their ducks in a row before they begin their session. I think they squandered a good opportunity early in the session to establish a flow and a direction and a goal set, and they've had to recover quite a bit during the rest of the session. I think they finally got things moving, but only at the end of the session.
Fred?
Oh, I fully agree. Very challenging session, though, for leadership, regardless. The term limits impact, the squabbles that all sort of dominated the headlines before the session began, that all kind of hangs in the air as they get started. And so it has been a real journey for them to learn how to gain control, for some of the newest leadership to even learn how to run their committees. So it's been a challenging session.
You know, what I thought was interesting, Mark, was, you know, we went down to Carson City earlier than we normally do by about 3 weeks because so much stuff was going on down there. Now we seem to have gone through a lull before we get into the excitement at the end. So it seems to have returned more to normal at this point in time.
I think so. And I think that they're going to get ramped up for their final sprint here to the end. And they are learning, for a lot of freshmen, a lot of newcomers, that the real hard, grueling stuff comes down to the wire, just like any other major sports competition. It's going to be to the wire.
Mark, do you think the governor, has been playing the smart game here? I mean, because obviously, the closer we get to the end of session, the more power he has.
I think the governor did two things very well. One, he established early on what his focus and direction was, and he was trying to teach them that regardless of your philosophy, you have to govern by practicality first, but always keep your eye on the philosophy. And he gave them an alternative. He said, here's what I want. See if you can do better. And when they didn't embrace his plan completely, he's come back with another idea and said, look, let's try this, but keep working at it.
Fred, there's still a lot of vociferous opposition to anything that looks like a margins tax, whatever name you give it. Do you think in the final analysis we're going to see some kind of margins tax?
Well, there is a very strong resistance within part of the Republican caucus. So certainly at this point in time, I think they're trying to explore other options that will bring a nice kumbaya on this particular bill. But it's such a difficult caucus in the assembly. As Mark would point out, the state senate, I think, is locked down, shows stable leadership on both sides, and has performed as we would have expected. It is the Republican caucus of the state assembly that is giving us all heartburn, and it has not coalesced. If anything, the last 2 weeks could really pull it asunder. I worry about the nuclear option.
And in what sense?
Well, in the sense that everyone's going to be really stubborn about getting what they think they came to the session to get, Michelle, then under the circumstances, that could literally just create barriers that will drive us into multiple special sessions.
Do you see that, Mark?
I think there's a definite possibility. I had thought about it a couple of weeks ago that leadership in the assembly might do well to bring in some old horses to help them find a way to pull themselves together. I mean, because since seniority is gone with term limits, as you mentioned, that long-term recidivism, the institutional memory is gone. And I thought they would have done well to take a weekend to pull themselves together for that stretch run, which they haven't seemed to do. They're still at odds with one another.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, everybody comes with their political philosophy for the first session. But the realities come in where, you know, who's this lobbyist? Suddenly, those lobbyists become big players in terms of whether you're ever going to get reelected again. How much do you think that's playing into this?
I think on some of the bills, it's huge. I think that you saw the lobbyists really work in the halls on things like the Uber bill and the margins tax. You're going to see the people continuing to hammer on them, saying, look, if you want these people behind you next year when you're planning to run for reelection, you better think about them now. And the reality is, even though the voters elected them, they know they've got to go back and face a tough electorate in a tough election year next year.
Fred?
Well, that's it. I mean, how many lobbyists does it take? Uber, I think, is using half of the lobbyist stock that's there. So that's true. Also, the lobbyists have been involved, I think, much earlier than usual because they've been helping to explain the leadership of some of these committees how to do things, and they've been helping draft bills, which is a far higher level of influence. Thank you, term limits. This is actually shifting the balance of power.
Okay, and I would disagree slightly there and just say that, you know, that's always been the way. You know, when you have a part-time legislature, the legislators do need the help of people that they can rely on who are honest and can give them both sides of the story. And so, you know, lobbyists have always been involved in the writing. But, you know, Mark, it's been interesting. You know, SoloCity and their group have been sending out all these form letters via email to legislators. And they, Randy Kerner was telling me he got 1,300 emails regarding, you know, the SoloCity and the cap. And basically, just put them into a file. I mean, you know, are we seeing that we need to have a different way for people to rally around an issue?
I think that Nevada still works well with a personal approach. Legislators still don't get nearly the kinds of contacts from their constituents and constituent groups that other states do. And I think that distance makes it possible for legislators to kind of float out there till the very end and lean more on the lobbyists than anyone else. I think the lobbyists who normally go up once in a while for bills, this session has spent a lot more time there straight on through because, as Sam was mentioning, many of these legislators are new and you need to keep reminding them over and over again who it's going to affect, how broad the reach of the bills are going to be, and while they may not be writing the bills, the lobbyists are babysitting a lot more because of the freshman class.
And also, you know, with the number of retirements at LCB, you don't have as much of that institutional knowledge as you had before either. Let's take a break. We'll come right back. More with our professors of political science when we're...
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to delivering energy, A lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Cowboys aren't born, they're made. Through hard work, long days, learning the ropes. Welcome to the Reno Rodeo. The wildest, richest rodeo in the West, the Reno Rodeo.
Get your tickets today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mark Poplawski and Fred Locken, both professors of political science. So let's just go through leadership and give me a rating, if you would. Let's start with you, Mark. Michael Robeson, Marilyn Kirkpatrick, Aaron Ford, and John Hambrick, their leadership styles.
Well, I think Michael has realized that in order to get more respect, you need to tone it down. And he has done that quite a bit. He's toned down and he's reached across the aisle to work. I think he's done very well. Marilyn Fitzpatrick's been doing a wonderful job holding her group together. And they're getting concessions from the Republicans where they need to. John Hambrick, I think, discovered early on that he was going to have a difficult time holding the caucus together if they were just going to deal in philosophical terms, because there are a number in his group who just absolutely wanted to be as far right as possible. Aaron Ford has been doing a great job holding his group and just kind of waiting for things to move across the table to them and then pushing back to make sure they got exactly what they wanted to the degree they could. And I think that the leadership where we're going to see the continued dynamics happening will be in the assembly.
Yeah, Fred.
Fully agree. I think Roberson has been the star of that group and has been very steady, very stable. Kirkpatrick is getting kudos for reaching across the aisle more than anyone and really helping especially the newbies to understand how to conduct business in the legislature. And the Democrats are, they feel in a way, I think they would still reverberating from the November election results, and they just don't know how to function as a minority party very well. They also are trying to figure out how they fit into Sandoval's grand plan and if they're aiding and abetting the Republicans if they do so.
All right, let's change topics here, because we haven't had time on the program over the last couple of weeks to discuss this. But Harry Reid, you know, nominating Catherine Cortez Masto to replace him. You know, this is not the first time that he has nominated somebody to take an important seat. Ruben Kiwan was the last time. Mm-hmm. And the last time Dina Titus said, I don't think so, and I got my own people to raise money, and she went ahead and took that seat. She has not said anything except she's going to take her time to make a decision. She's not supported Catherine. Where do you think that he is at this point in time?
Well, Mark,
I'm sorry, she is.
She is. I know Mark's closer to the epicenter. What we're certainly hearing is that Titus likely will not challenge, that there's a lot of work behind the scenes
to
make sure.
So why hasn't she come out and given her support?
Because she's Dina Titus. honestly, I mean, she's going to exact her pound of flesh in this process. This has been the unhappiness of the Democratic Party.
Go ahead, Mark.
She may use this as an opportunity to raise more money going into the next cycle as well. If people are looking at it possibly as a Senate race as well as a House race, she might be able to bring in more money from the national PACs. Now, I will say this. I think it would be a serious gamble, extremely serious, for Dina to jump once more back into a statewide race in what could be an extremely contested both primary and general and have to fight two bloody battles. In the governor's race several years ago, she did that, and it took its toll, and she wasn't able to carry the ball all the way through in the statewide race. I don't think that she will make that leap this time. She's in a very safe seat. She's in a very comfortable position. And even though she's in the minority, the chances are in her lifetime they'll get back in the majority in the House.
And also she has seniority. Even though she was out for a couple of years, she regained that seniority when she came back. Let's look on the other side here. A lot of rumors now in the press about Joe Heck being 90% going to jump into that race. You know, he's fought some really tough battles in CD3. Do you think he's going to want to take this on?
I think if Joe Heck gets enough coalition of the Republican power brokers to come behind him and avoid a major primary battle, he could run for the Republicans and he'd have a good chance. The issue being that CD3, where he has always been a difficult seat. It's floated back and forth four times now between Democrats and Republicans, and the seat's only 14 years old. So I think he would be making a wise move if he could get the unified support he needs going through the primary.
But we're also hearing, Fred, names like Michael Robeson as wanting to jump into that and not going to make an announcement until after the session. Do you think that Joe would clear the field for Joe?
Well, I agree that would be their best strategy for the Republican Party, would be to avoid any infighting and any division of the funds that would flow to the campaign. Heck would be the strongest candidate, also in my view. I think he has been a highly successful member of the House. On the other hand, because he's performing there and building the seniority in the Republican Party, I think this would be an extremely hard decision for him to make. Anyone else is going to have a harder time.
All right. Hispanic vote, how big of a deal is that going to be in 2016? What percentage of the electorate do you think that the Hispanic vote is?
Well, the Democrats dream of it being a very large phenomenon in the 2016 election. Certainly, Harry Reid and others in the state of Nevada are going to work very hard to re-energize a base that disappeared in November 2014. They've lost a lot of their registrations. There's a sort of a deflowering of the Obama surge that we experienced in 2008. Nationally, given the agenda and the confusion by all of these Republican candidates, it's aiding and abetting the Democrats' efforts to better energize. But I don't think 2016 is going to be the magic election. It's just a daunting challenge, and they haven't quite figured out how to get them activated yet.
Mark, the Hispanic community is 25% of the Las Vegas Valley, 500,000 people. What percentage of the vote do you think they're going to be able to turn out?
It will depend on what happens at the federal level. If Congress continues to not do anything on those things the Hispanics want to see, the DACA and DAPA and other things that are out there, the Hispanics are going to get mad, and they're going to turn out, and they're going to want change both at the federal and the state level. That's where they're going to aim it. If nobody does anything on immigration, that will help the Democrats.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk more national politics right after this.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer? They represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
I've been working in Nevada solar industry for about 2 years now, and I've had a good view of an industry that leads our nation. Nevada added 3,500 solar jobs last year because the people like having the choice to go solar, no matter what NV Energy says. Politicians in Carson City are caving to pressure and will force this industry to shut down at the end of the month. My crew and thousands of others will lose their jobs, and you'll lose your right to go solar. Tell state politicians to support your rights at AllianceForSolarChoice.com.
This Monday, Memorial Day, 12 special hours, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m.
You'll get special Memorial Day savings.
Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms on sale.
Kids and teens, mattresses, entertainment furniture on sale.
Big savings on complete rooms. Plus, get 0% APR financing until January 2020.
With same-day delivery, enjoy your new furniture tonight.
It's 12 big hours this Monday, Memorial Day, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. at More Furniture for Less.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the political scientists, Fred Locken and Mark Poplawski. All right, Mark, let's take a look here at, politics on a national level for the upcoming 2016, presidential run here. The Republicans, Fox News said they're going to limit the number of people on the stage to 10. I have done debates with 8 people, and that's too many. 10 is too many. How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I think it's going to be a very crowded field, like a Kentucky Derby with 20 horses, until we get to Iowa. I don't think there's any way that they can significantly limit the candidates who are trying to get their message out there. What's going to limit them is money. The ones who can't get financial support are going to fade. But it's still going to be a strong field of at least a dozen by Christmas.
Well, Mark, that's very interesting you bringing that up because, what we saw in the last presidential election was people being kept alive, like Newt Gingrich, and now people being kept alive by people like, with people like Rick Perry and Mike Huckabee, that they can raise millions of dollars from their particular segment that will keep them going a lot longer, but it's really only padding them for their future careers.
In many cases, that's true. They're just setting themselves up for further benefit down the road other than in the elected office. But I think that a lot of them think that this field is wide open. They think that Hillary is vulnerable and they can take her on. And that makes it possible for the Republicans not to feast on one another. 4 years ago, they all knew that Obama was damaged and had a chance to take him on. So they're beating up on each other a bit, trying to get the lead. But here, everybody's going to attack the administration and attack Hillary and try to push their own star ahead of the field.
Fred, do you think that some of these candidates are going to be able to resist the temptation to just slap each other in the primary?
They will not live the 11th commandment of Ronald Reagan by any stretch of the imagination. They frankly don't like each other. You are dealing with such a fractious party now. This is so damaging to the Republicans nationally, and it becomes embarrassing after a while. They're talking about possibly 30. I think any Republican over the age of 35 must think they're presidential timber, and it's out of control for them. It's a party that does seem to be out of control, and it's what weakens them for the fall campaign every 4 years.
All right, so Fred, your top 3 Republican candidates as of today.
Well, the primary caucus season is going to screw everything up on this, Fred, because it always skews it. But I think Jeb Bush, as the only moderate Republican in the group, clearly is being noticed and does have both positive and negative name recognition. Certainly, Rand Paul is going to be a phenomenon out there. He's grinning at the edge and making the Republican Party more interesting. And then the third candidate is very wide open on the Republican side.
But, you wouldn't say Marco Rubio?
Well, I was just going to say, I think that if the Republican Party has any common sense, Marco Rubio.
Okay. Mark, do you think those are the same three or you have others?
I might replace Marco Rubio with Scott Walker. He appeals to the older, more conservative sect. Marco's a nice younger, but I think people say give him 4 more years.
All right, so now let's talk about the Democratic side and Hillary's great challenger, Bernie Sanders. Your thoughts, Mark?
Well, I think Bernie is going to put out there the liberal message like people in the past, like Eugene McCarthy have, a progressive kind of liberalist agenda for people who want to look for something else. But I think what Hillary has to worry about more than anything is having her legs taken out from her by the media and other people hammering on the Clinton Foundation and other things. She could become so damaged that she would have to pull out and maybe endorse somebody else. That's a possibility. But I don't think Bernie's a significant factor.
Do you really think so? I mean, the Clintons are not known for backing away from any fight.
I know, but to lose 2 in a row for her and to lose the last one, I don't know that she would do it, but if there were significant issues raised with the foundation that raised the level of possible indictments or criminal charges, she'd have a tough time ducking and running for office at the same time.
Fred? We've started the 2016 campaign really, really, really early, and I think was done on purpose to get this stuff out, get it old news, because the attention span of the voters by October 2016 won't really take much of this into account. Republicans are eating it alive, but most Democrats have not abandoned her yet.
You know, it was interesting. Don Imus, in his humorous way, said that, you know, he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton because if the Clintons will kill their friends, then they'll take on ISIS. You know, it's an interesting thought. Listen, both of you, thank you very, very much indeed. A fascinating discussion, and we'll have lots more to talk about over the ensuing 18 months. Thank you both for being here. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Thank you, Sam. Time out.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Marshall Realty, featured home of the week. Our market is on fire right now, and home values are up dramatically. So if you want top dollar and massive exposure, call me today so we can have your home featured right here on TV.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day, so make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves, like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
I always tell our clients that our job is to move the money from the insurance companies into their hands for their injuries. That's why they're hiring us.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Finding our purpose and our worth is a lifelong pursuit. And for many of us, our profession is part of who we are, where we're going, or who we become. Since 1984, CCNN has been successfully educating students for careers in a variety of fields. And in the process, we help people just like you discover who they can become in fields like electronics. Contact CCNN today at 888-350-0325 or visit learnccnn.com.
ProSpinal. Call now and receive 50% off your laser therapy when combined with non-surgical spinal decompression.
Getting your home exposed on TV is creating so much activity that buyers and sellers have more options than ever before. Call me today if you want to have your home featured right here as our home of the week.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. On the next broadcast, we return to Carson City. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.